Jeff Berkowitz visualizes Skyrise as Miami's special landmark, a $400 million tower stuffed with observation decks, restaurants, a theater, even some thrill rides. It would create jobs, he says, bolster the economy, and polish up the Miami brand. He said this is what the major cities do.
These towers are a proven concept. They're all over the world. They attract a lot of people. Eiffel Towers had over 250 million visitors since it opened.
Skyrise would be visible all over Miami and from its top command the view over a 40-mile horizon from Key Largo to North Broward. Mayor Tomas Regalado says he's prepared to be impressed.
I think it's a job builder. Whether it would bring millions of visitors, I don't know.
But those millions of visitors may be necessary to Skyrise's success. Berkowitz is promising first-year revenue of $100 million and a continuing 3.2 million visitors a year. To make the year one numbers work, each visitor would have to spend at least $31. Otherwise, says prominent blogger and constant Skyrise critic Al Crespo of the Crespo Graham Report, the project could fail. And if anything is too big to fail, it's Skyrise Miami.
It's not like if you build a building and say, well, gee, we had a good idea, but it didn't seem to work, so we'll just tear the building down and build something else. Well, you can't easily tear down a 1,000-foot tower.
The Skyrise question is the third of three proposed city charter amendments on the ballot. It looks like it's about Bayside's lease with the city, but it's also about a humongous tower that a wealthy developer says will brand the city and change it forever. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.